The soundtrack to your life. Cheshire's Silk 106.9.
Episode number 4 with Silk Fitness Therapy. I've got Mike and I've got Kate again. How are you guys? You alright?
Alright, mate.
Good,
you?
Thank you.
Yeah, not bad at all. And we have a guest as well, don't we? Who's there? Who are you?
Hi, I'm Linda and I'm a local councillor here in Macclesfield.
So you could probably guess by your job description, this week's podcast is all about, Mike, I'll let you explain it.
About mental health, but more so about self-care.
Self-care, mental health. Right, okay. Before we start, big news about being overweight and being in that bracket of being obesity this week. Where I live, there's big billboards where well-known smoking brands have jumped on this bandwagon and said obesity also causes cancer. This is part of this mental kind of, you know, keeping yourself focused and keeping yourself on a level playing field here, because that played on my mind first thing this week. I did nothing but think mentally about, you know, I'm still carrying a bit of weight. Am I a walking time bomb? I need to quickly get this off. Quick. And it all played on my mind a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't say you need to get it off quick, but you're still on your journey anyway.
So the fact that I've already made a dent,
yeah.
I've started.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to be...
It doesn't change it. You know,
you're
trying to get there.
You're heading in the right direction, aren't you?
Yeah.
Your focus is there.
Mm-hmm. Trying to get there quicker isn't going to do anything good for you.
It's a good scare story they came out with, though.
I've not even seen it.
Have you not seen it?
No, I've not
seen
it.
Similar around Mac, but not for a while.
Oh, really?
There was someone diabetes on a bus stop. So that they must be similar to what you've seen, Darren. But yeah, I think they're just trying to raise awareness about the links to serious health issues like diabetes, obesity, and the links to cancer and cancer-related illness. Yeah. It's a big thing.
Okay, let's get into podcast number 4 anyway, and I'm not going to worry too much about headlines, you know. You know what they say about the news? Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Yeah. Can't remember the last time I even read the news, to be honest.
Linda, why don't you tell us a little bit about your business and what you do here in Macclesfield?
Okay, I have a business on Duke Street in Macclesfield. It's called Hayward and Good Child Counselling Services. We are there to promote health and well-being for everybody in and around Macclesfield area and the surrounding areas. I am a big believer on self-care. So you going back to the billboards over the cancer and the obesity sign, that's a good thing because that's starting to get people to start thinking about themselves. Mm. And that's what's important.
Yeah.
Self-care is absolutely paramount. And you'll be surprised, you know, I've said to Kate and Mike in the past, you go on an aeroplane, they go through the safety procedure on the aircraft. What's one of the things that they say to you? They say, put the oxygen mask on first before you help others. And it's really, really important that you start to look after yourself before you can look after others. And that's what we promote in counselling. Counselling is there is a stigma,
yeah.
You know. Hopefully it's catching on and more people are coming through the doors. But we say to people, you know, it's good to talk. You know, BT got it right
years ago
when they did that advert and they said, you know, it's good to talk, and it is. And that's what we're there for.
I'll bring in my story then on this, because you know my story, don't you, in detail. Come Christmas time, I was thoroughly miserable. Right moody, and I didn't want to go anywhere. I didn't want to go anywhere, do anything, didn't want to see anybody. I just came here to Silk 106.9 to work, weekday afternoon from 2. And then I would go home, and I got into this vicious circle of this is autumn last year, so October, November, of going, oh, I don't want to cook at 7 o'clock at night, I'll just go grab a takeout, or the weekend's here, I'm going to go and drink this, eat this, and just you know. And it was just, I couldn't get out of that circle of, oh, I feel moody, I can't be bothered, and I was tired, and all that kind of stuff. And then something, I don't know what happened, but something clicked, and I just started, and even on New Year's Eve, I was turning down party food, of all nights, you know. I was with family and friends, and I just went, don't want that, I don't want to eat that, don't want to drink that. And then before you know it, I did a week, did a couple of weeks, did a couple of months. And now, you know, 7 months in now in July, I've lost, you know, about 4 stone-ish, there or thereabouts anyway. That was my mental thing that had happened to me at the first place.
negative thoughts get you down. And I'm a great advocate of positive affirmations. So we go through life, I was explaining yesterday, we go through life and we look at the word can, yeah? The word can came before the word can't, okay? So there's always a positive first. It's always the negative that comes after. And it's always the negatives that we always hold on to. No matter what we do, the media, the papers, everything, sometimes is always negative. And we just latch onto that. And what we're trying to do, everybody in the mental health foundations across the country, we're trying to change that way of thinking. If we start thinking positively, things will start to change. Things will start to change. So I'm a big advocate for exercise, hence me talking to and being affiliated to Silk Fitness Therapy. I think it's a great idea.
How many people come through your door and you have to kind of be a bit tough with them and say, look, you know, start working out, getting them endorphins going? How many times can you, do you do that? Can you say that?
As a counsellor, we're not meant to give advice. We always say that the clients have the answer and that's why they come through the door in the first place. We just need to help them explore. And once they've found their channel, it's like retuning the radio. Once we've retuned that channel, then they start to think more positively. So again, it's going back to positive affirmations. But every now and again, that negative creeps in and we just make them aware. You know, you're thinking negatively. What can we do to change that?
Would you say the majority of people that come through your door are upset about themselves because of the way they look, the way they feel, all down to weight issues or lack of energy because they've not exercised enough and they're eating the wrong things, all that kind of stuff?
A lot of it's confidence and self-esteem. Something's happened through their lives. They've either been told that they're no good or they're not capable at school, you know, for one reason or another. Then they start to dislike themselves. So therefore, they start to back off from themselves and they start to get stuck, basically. And then when we're stuck, we don't know where to turn. So we've got to get them out of that stuckness and start them seeing what's going on around you.
When it comes to mental health issues, my dad was about 78 when he died, and he's part of that era of, oh, come on,
yeah,
pull your socks up,
man, yeah, up,
go on, get a hobby, go out there and do all that kind of stuff. It's not like that anymore, is it?
No. They are still out there, and they're coming round slowly because people can't see. They want me or other counsellors to fix them. Yeah, we can't fix. At the end of the day, it's a talking therapy. They let us know their issues. We'll explore. And then the penny drops because they're talking about it. And it's also lightening the load.
Yeah.
Because if you're carrying something around with you, it must be so exhausting and so heavy. Just start talking about it. And where counselling comes in, if you go to your family and friends, yes, don't stop doing that. Talk to your family and friends. It's really important. But you're not being judged or criticised when you come to see a counsellor. So for that hour belongs to them and they can be who they, whoever they want to be. And we just guide them in the right direction.
We were saying, weren't we, like, oh, sorry, Linda.
Yeah.
We were saying yesterday, like with Kate, about the stigma behind it.
Yeah, there is still a stigma about going to see a counsellor. And I've seen a couple over my time and I know lots of people who have, but, you know, it isn't talked about that widely. It's still, you know, like, yeah, I'm going to see a counsellor. You know, people don't discuss it. Whereas go to the States and everyone has a counsellor. You know, it's like having a dentist or a hairdresser. It's normal to have a counsellor or a therapist of some sort that people
go and talk
to.
It's a lot more comfortable talking, aren't they, about the problems.
They are much more open, yes. Definitely much more open as a nation of people.
I'm definitely a lot further behind
we
in
are.
This country.
Yeah, we are. We're very closed people here.
At Hayward and Goodchild, we've got the sign outside the door. And when I explain to the clients when they come to see us, one of the reasons we have the sign outside the door is because we want to shout it from the rooftops. It's okay to knock on our door. Mm. And it's okay for everyone in the street, passing by, if they've got a problem, then come and see us. You know, we, as I said, and I have to reiterate, you're not judged, you're not criticised. It's your story, and we're humbled to join that journey with them. And nice. it is. And the stigma you're talking about, it is. It's slowly but surely settling a little bit. In America, it's huge. Mm. I've just spent some time with an American family, and they are having therapy. Every member of the family is having therapy all the time, and they think nothing of it, you know, and they shout it from the rooftops and that. And that's what I want to promote. I'm so passionate about what I do, and I really, really want to shout it from the rooftops. It's okay, and it's okay not to be okay.
Yeah, that's probably one of my favourite taglines, that it's okay not to be okay.
Yeah. And you also mentioned that everyone has a story or a journey, and we've found that in the gym with just the people that come through our doors, is that a lot of people have their own story or a reason why they've come and said to us, you know, can I see what you do? Can I come and join? Can I get some help? Because they've got to a point where they want to do something different, or they want that self-care. They want to do something for themselves. You know, maybe somebody's taking care of an elderly parent and they need some time out and they want some time for themselves. Well, that's their hour.
Putting themselves first, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Giving something back to themselves.
And it does work. It really does work. How many times are we passed a compliment and we go, oh no.
Every day.
We're in a society that we don't accept compliments, and that's what we try to get across to our clients. You know, your hair looks nice today, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
You know, special effort, Darren.
You know, so again, and even though the counselling starts, the self-esteem starts to grow. Then we start talking about maybe what else can you do for yourself, hence going to the gym and exercising. You know, maybe somebody wants to lose some weight, somebody else wants to, you know, change a career. You know, we can talk that through. You know, nothing is too much trouble. And we're there till the end. And, you know, there's no... People say to me, how do I go about counselling? You know, what do I say to you? And I always say, don't plan. Don't plan what you want to talk about, because we work in the here and now. So as soon as you come through that door, the conversation will start, and we take it from there. And it's lovely work, and I'm very humbled to be in a position to do it.
To bring you back round to the fitness side of things,
yeah,
because that's what this is as well, the fitness podcast, to get you mentally and physically ready for the summer. Big summer holidays around the corner. Yeah. Is there any connection between feeling, I don't, what's the correct term to use? Depressed? Yeah? Or down in the dumps? Or upset with yourself? Is there any connection with that to going to the gym and having all of that blood pumping and all that endorphins going around?
I'm no expert on the gym. These guys are the ones that are the experts on the physical side. But what I would say, any kind of exercise releases, is it endorphins?
Endorphins, releasing
and
happy hormones.
And gets your mind going and the feel-good factor. And even walking, you know, even if you started off walking and then get yourself off to the gym, you know, at a later day, it's all about doing something for you, you know, and these guys are brilliant at what they do, and Silk Fitness Therapy are there to help you. Yeah, they're there to take you step by step. Even if you're a novice and you've never been to a gym before, it's a perfect way to start. Yeah. I know I used to do that, so, you know.
We've seen it with so many members and clients in the past where, like I said, when you first come in, they said they had the goals were, you know, weight loss, weight gain, whatever it might be. You go around and ask our members now, you know, why do you come? Because I feel better. Yeah. It makes me feel better. And that's why they're here. You know, we've had a couple people where they've gone, oh, you know, I've not lost any weight, but I don't care about that because I feel better.
Yeah. Well, I feel better when I've been to the gym and done it. But getting up in the morning and going there, that's another, don't ask me about that bit.
Oh, that reminds me of something we talked about yesterday. Linda flipped a question on me. And it reminded me of a podcast, I think it was a Ben Coomer one, where actually it could have been James Smith's Mental Wealth podcast. Yeah. Listen to that if you get the chance. And it was when people say, oh, I've got to save money. It's, no, you get to save money. When they say, oh, I've got to go to the gym, it's no, you get the opportunity to go to the gym. You get the opportunity to make yourself better, to feel better.
Yes.
And it's flipping it like it's not, you don't have to do it, you get to.
Yeah.
I'm allowing myself to do this today.
Yeah.
It's all positive affirmations.
Never thought of that.
Yeah, I'm allowing myself. Yeah.
Yeah, when I first heard that, I loved it. But it's just something so simple, just flipping the question. And I'm terrible with saving money, and my partner will back me up on that one. So I've started doing the thing, oh, I've got to save money. And now I've started doing the thing, I get to save my money. I get to, because it's going to provide me with, you know, a house, you know, nice things, blah, blah, blah. You know, I get to do it. And it has actually helped me quite a lot by just flipping the question.
Yeah, I think a lot of the time what we have to practice are coping strategies. Coping strategies, whether you take them on board or not, when circumstances arise, you are able to deal with that a lot quicker than what you would have done before. Mm-hmm. And so many people come forward and say, I didn't realise, but if this situation would have happened a couple of months ago, I wouldn't have been able to cope. So as much as you sit in the sessions and you do what you do take on board, and you have that little bag, that invisible bag of coping strategies, which will enable you to get through certain circumstances.
It was because of those coping strategies that I ended up in the situation that I did in the first place, because my chill out at home would be a takeout and a movie with the other half. My happy food, when I've had a great week at work and some great results here at Silk, either on events or doing stuff on the radio, it would be a celebration of, let's have some chocolate, let's have some happy food, yay. And when I've had a really stressful day, because everybody has stressful days at work, what would be my trigger to go, I'm going to go and have some junk food because I can't be bothered. So whatever situation life threw at me, my cope would be
food.
The junk food, the sugar, the crisps, they just, I can't be bothered, I'll eat that. Or, you know, oh, I feel miserable today, I'll eat that. Or I've had a great day today, I'm going to celebrate, let's have something I like, which is that rubbish food.
And how do you feel after that rubbish food?
Even worse. So you're in this even worse, because I know cycle. That's put some more weight on, and that's not going to get me to where I want to be. And it was just in this, so then you eat a bit more. Mm. So you're in this vicious circle.
But then how did you feel when you started going to the gym regularly, and how do you feel when you've come out of the gym and you've done a workout?
There's something that a bodybuilder friend of mine, his name is called Dean Layshack, and I used to live around the corner from him. He lives in Worcestershire area. I used to work on the radio at BRMB in Birmingham. And he used to say something to me, because he knew I struggled with my diet when I was training. And he said, nothing tastes as good as healthy skinny feels. That's it. What did you just say?
Nothing tastes as good as healthy feels.
That's it, yeah. So now that I'm in smaller clothes and I'm on my last hole of my belt, I'm like, yeah, you can keep that chocolate bar. I'm not interested in that. I'll have one at the weekend, but it's not going to throw me off, and I'm not going to destroy everything after that.
No one got fat in a day. No one got ripped in a day.
There we go. Yes. So, yeah.
I think the difference is with both counselling and going to the gym, it's very much of a muchness in the fact that people don't know what to expect. And I want to promote, you know, from the counselling side, what to expect. You know, we don't, you know, we're not going to ridicule you. We're not going to sit you in a chair and shine a torch on you. You know, we're just going to have a chat just like we're having now. And it's the same when you go to the gym. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got the professionals in the gym who do it day in, day out. And they're not going to expect you to run 1,000 miles in your first session. They'll guide you through it.
Yeah.
They'll guide you through it.
Yeah.
So if people are listening to this podcast now and they're like, I don't know why I'm feeling like this. Yes, I go and need to talk to you. what do they do? What's the first thing they need to do?
Okay, at Hayward and Goodchild, we offer a half-hour session where people can either call us or email us. They can find us on the counselling directory. So if they Google the counselling directory, we'll come up on there, as will other counsellors within Macclesfield. There's hundreds of counsellors out there to help. They will contact us and we'll invite them in for a coffee and we'll have a quick chat. And that's more so to let them know the environment that they're going to be working in, to meet me, to see if they like me, to see if they like, you know, what we have to offer. And it's always their choice. We empower them to make the decision. And if they decide that they want to go to somebody else and we're not suitable, then so be it. Let the, you know, they can do that. You know, we'll encourage them to do that. But I like to say everybody who's walked through the door of Hayward and Goodchild have stayed with us. And some of them have stayed with us quite long term as well, which is really lovely.
So the first message is for people, they need to talk, don't they?
They need to talk. Yes, without a doubt.
It's not a case either of waiting for there to be something, you know, I'm going to air quote it, wrong. It's just in general, just like, you know.
Going offload.
Yeah. Everybody needs, there doesn't have to be a mental health issue, an anxiety issue. It's just good to talk in general, isn't it?
It is. When you go to the gym, you're invested in your physical side of things. When you come for talking therapies, you're investing in your mental health. And sometimes it's your the way your brain works, the way your mental health side works, that guides you through doing other things as well. There's nothing wrong. If you've got an issue at work and you want to make a decision about a promotion, and there's maybe you don't want to divulge it to anybody in the workplace, or there's a situation at home, or you're just feeling under the weather, or you're just feeling stuck, and you just want to explore, then we can do that. There's no problem at all.
We were joking me and Kate always joke that we treat ourselves like therapists sometimes, because people do see the gym as well as they come, they offload.
That's true, yeah.
Offload some of the problems and want to talk about it.
If it wasn't for the gym, I don't know how big I would be now. Because I was in that vicious circle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Going round and round and round. I was like a hamster in one of those wheels. You know, couldn't get off at all.
But broke the cycle.
I don't know how I did that though. I don't. This is what I'm trying to say. I don't understand.
So you're
what stopped and what clicked, and I don't know.
So, do you ever pat yourself on the back and say, "Well done, Darren"?
No, no. I've got tunnel vision. So, I just keep going and going and going. Yes, in a fantasy world, I'd love to look like Jason Statham. That ain't gonna happen. That is not gonna happen. That is completely out of reach. Right, you're going to say it is in reach,
yeah,
but
yeah.
but I'm just in this tunnel. I don't know when the end goal is going to be, but I just know at the moment I feel good, better about myself, mentally and physically, but I know I can feel even better about myself if I keep going and get that little bit more off.
Take teeny tiny baby steps.
Yeah.
They don't need to be huge steps where you overload yourself. Teeny tiny baby steps will set you in the right direction. If that direction isn't the right direction for you, then it's no hassle to turn and go in the opposite direction, or go to your left or go to your right. Teeny tiny steps is the way forward.
Yeah.
Take it gently, take it safely, and look after number one.
Yeah, we kind of touched on it, didn't we, a little bit in the last podcast about building habits and saying how small habits are more likely to stick, and that the human brain is designed to demand immediate success. Obviously, if you make it easy, more likely to stick.
Good.
Little wins. Get those little wins
little wins.
And you start feeling better then. But you've got to praise yourself as well. You do, that's true.
Yeah.
We never do that. We just beat ourselves up all the time, don't we?
Absolutely. I sit sometimes out my window at Duke Street and I watch people go by and I wonder what's going on in their lives. If I could only just stop people and ask them, how are you today? You know, how many people say, I feel fantastic. I feel really great. They all say, oh,
yeah,
I got this this morning. Oh, yeah. I got that. You know, I want to change that, you know. We're all unique. There's only one of us on this planet. We're number one. And we've always got to put ourselves first. And I say to the listeners, it's not being selfish. When we're young, we're told to share. Yeah. We're told, you know, you've got to share. If we're not sharing, then we're selfish. Mm. We're trying to change that way. We're trying to say, be a little bit more selfish and put yourself first. Because just like that oxygen mask, you put that on first, then you can help others afterwards. And it's exactly the same with your health and your well-being.
How can people get in contact with you if they're listening to this and go, I need to talk to you?
Okay, they can get in touch with me via the counselling directory. I'm on Google. You can Google Hayward and Goodchild. I'm on the main street of Duke Street, right next door to the Arch, opposite the great big car park, so with this parking as well.
Okay, fantastic. Are you on social media, Facebook and all that kind of stuff?
I'm on, yes, there's a Hayward and Goodchild Facebook page. And I'm also a member of the BNI Silk meeting group, which is held in Macclesfield on a Thursday morning. So that's for businesses as well. So again, we're promoting to corporate businesses as well for the well-being of the staff.
Fantastic. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks, Linda.
Thank you.
Was that all right?
Yeah
it was nice. Oh,
was it all right?
It was really good. We're still recording, by the way.
We are still recording. Yeah.
So I'm leaving this in, right? Because we all are human.
Yeah.
Now,
yep.
Mike, Kate, coming away from this a little bit,
yeah.
I need to update Mike specifically because you do all the weight stuff, don't you? Yes. And all the bodybuilding stuff. This is why I ask, are you personally friends with me on my Facebook post? Because I did a personal best yesterday.
Go on, mate, what did you do?
I did, you know, I was doing deadlifting 30 aside.
Yeah, yeah.
I did 40 aside
yesterday. Oh, nice, well done, mate.
Well
four
done.
Reps.
100 kilo.
Is that 100 kilo?
Yeah.
Oh, get in.
Yeah, yeah, don't forget the bar weighs.
Yeah, the bar.
Everyone always forgets the bar weighs.
I don't know what the bar weighs.
So. I'd imagine if it's a trap bar, isn't it?
Trap bar,
I'd imagine it'd be 20 kilo.
Right.
There you go. There's a pat on the back for yourself.
Yes, 100 kilos.
Couldn't wait to tell somebody.
Yeah. I know, yeah. Well, yeah. I put it on Facebook. Not many people liked it because they don't really get it, but you
don't
do.
Don't matter. So, yeah, don't matter. That's ace, mate. Well done.
Yeah, that is really good.
Fantastic. Right,
hey, Darren, though, when you smile, everybody else smiles.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they're all smiling because I look a little bit like that guy from Hangover. You know, Alan from The Hangover.
Oh, mate, I've had that before as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks to the beard.
That's why I'm on a diet. I don't want to look like Alan from The Hangover. Right. What's next week's podcast, guys?
Was it cardio, I believe, next week?
Cardio?
Yeah, cardiovascular training.
I've got a challenge for you.
Go on, mate.
For next week. I want you to find me some definitive answer to something that we touched on in the first podcast regarding cardio.
Go on.
Fasted cardio.
A definitive answer?
Yeah.
I can answer it now if you want. Makes no difference.
Oh. But I think it does.
Yeah, we did
psychologically,
talk about it,
didn't
we? Right, we'll do that next week. Yeah. Right, Mike and Kate from Silk Physis Therapy. Thank you very
much.
Thank
you
very
much.
Thanks, Darren. Thanks again.
Cheers. Thanks, mate.
The soundtrack to your life. Cheshire's Silk 106.9.